This is GQDN for Friday, March 21st, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes, including Questworthy. Oh, that's delicious stuff. Yes, sir. Because if you do, okay, you get, it's a good thing. You get a good thing. So when you go get that stuff, put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. Good stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some stuff on sale again. We got some Call of Duty news as well. And we got some stuff coming for PlayStation, of course. But we will begin today with PC Gamer because that's not really anything bad. It's just Microsoft has announced some DirectX Ray Tracing 1.2, claiming that the game changing performance benefits will benefit it. That would include some of the old GPUs, video cards. But there's going to be some API looks. It'll look like some of the NVIDIA technologies. And that would include some new features that will not look like the ray tracing performance that some people are looking for. Microsoft is saying that the performance speed ups 2x and more for DirectX Ray Tracing 1.2, and that'll be specifically the introduction of the support for the micromaps. Here's what they said, quote, significantly optimized alpha tested geometry delivering 2.3x performance improvement in the path trace games. By efficiently managing opacity data, OMM reduces shader imbedations and greatly enhances the rendering efficiency without compromising visual quality, end quote. So there will be some differences between the two, and there will be some similarities, just to let you know. What could you play on that? Well, how about some Monster Hunter Wilds? And there's going to be an update via GamesRadar.com. They did have a showcase today, and that was hosted by the producer Ryozo Tishimoto, and there'll be another one here next week at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And within the update, GamesRadar thinks that Leviathan monster Mizusune will be making a comeback. The Capcom did say that they're going to host some new additions as well. And there'll be a new level of challenges that's coming with some strength above the tempered. So we'll see what happens with that. And of course, there'll be more updates there next. We'll see what happens. Oh, this poor Call of Duty cheats. The providers did shut down ahead of the Vernix return to the Warzone. And that means, according to IGN, that Activision is still going after the cheaters. Because four of them did shut down before the anticipated return of the Burden Sick in the Warzone. And those four? Well, lunchtime on X did say them. Quote, four additional Call of Duty cheat providers, GSimex, Swab, ZZs, and Monkey Man, have been shut down, end quote. Now, they have been spending a lot of money developing the anti-cheat technology, as well as pursuing the cheat makers to courts. So we'll see what happens. There's those damn cheaters. All right, now we gotta get some really good stuff, because Amazon has got their sale going on, PlayStationLifestyle.net. Did say that, and some of that's going to be the games. And by the way, part of the sale, you don't have to be a Prime member, but they did have some stuff, such as a Sony InZone H9 gaming headset, WD Black, 2 terabytes for your PlayStation or your PC or your Xbox, a Samsung T7 Shield, 2 terabyte portable SSD. About a gaming chair, GT Player gaming chair. List price $150, sale price $90. You got a lumber support pillow, that's good. And maybe a couple of games too, like NBA 2K25. About some Madden NFL 25. Yeah, it's good, it's got some stuff there. Or PC Games N said you can get the Acer OLED gaming monitor for $500. And that will be with a nice low price as well. It's 27 inches, 1440p OLED display, 240 hertz with a refresh rate. Not bad. Now, for the PlayStation players, PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that the PlayStation Plus February game got a major update, and that's Lost Records, Bloom and Rage, Tape 1. and a lot of the bugs have been fixed. That would include the issue of the broken mirrors, and now you can replace with new footage before you can repair the save data, which is good. So the saves have been fixed. We're gonna stick with the site though, PlayStationLifestyle.net, so that you can get a blockbuster game 58% off on the PlayStation Store with a free DLC. And guess what that is? God of War Ragnarok. Right now the game is just under $30 for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, it's down to just under $20. And you get the free DLC. Oh, Gamatsu.com also said that RoboQuest for PlayStation 4 and 5 will launch May 27th. So if you're looking for a new game, it has to be a roguelike first-person shooter from Starbreeze Studios, and they'll launch in 6 days. So enjoy it. It'll be good, I bet. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge for all the weekly news. Oh yeah, you know you love it. This has been a DawnForge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night. So until then, go play some games, people. Thank you.